This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To talk the Miles stuff, to talk the Browns and free agency, our next guest wrote a free agent signing piece for every one of the 32 teams. He had the Browns signing Kirk Cousins, who as of yet is yet to be released by the Atlanta Falcons, to talk about that. The current signings we've seen, Miles Garrett. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on national NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Well, first off, does anybody do the Mike Jones, who Mike Jones bit with you? Or are we the only ones enough to think about that?
Did it get phased out, Mike? I know it had to have been prominent at some point in your life, but not anymore?
I've never heard what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Neither did our producer. I made a joke.
He's joking with you. He's being sarcastic.
Oh. Yeah. I also speak fluent sarcasm.
Every radio station, you know, a couple NFL players. I mean, yeah.
Mike, I was going to tell you that it's a great sign that our producer is 23 years old. When Nick made the joke earlier today through text, had no idea what he was talking about, which means you can almost reclaim your name again. Give it like 10 more years.
I'm almost there. But I won't complain because it's like the one time a year the Lamar Jackson clip surfaces like once a year, and it's one day out of the year that my kids think that I'm cool. So, you know, I'll take it for one day out of the year.
We'll take the wins when we get them. Mike, your free agency prediction for the Browns, as I said in the open there, is Kirk Cousins. How likely do you actually think it'll be that Kirk gets cut by the Falcons?
You know, I thought that it probably would have happened by now already, but they have not done it yet. I don't know if they're holding out, hoping that somebody will trade, maybe somebody who misses out on their free agent quarterback target, and then they have their eye on them. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense for them to keep him either. So it still could happen. But it's something that would like to see. You know, you kind of play like fantasy free agency, and that's a move that would make sense. But we're still watching and waiting to see if they actually pull that trigger.
I mean, it seems like everyone in the world, including Miles Garrett, has talked about the Browns needing a quarterback. If it's not Kirk Cousins, is Russell Wilson in play for the Browns?
Possibly. I think that they had to have shared what their plan was, not only just to open up the checkbook, but also for Miles Garrett to feel good about signing that extension beyond just the $40 million, but to know that, okay, we've got a plan in place at quarterback and we're going to be able to compete. So we'll see where it takes them. But they've got to find somebody. Obviously, Darnold's gone. Justin Fields is gone now. And so we'll see. Russell Wilson, he's okay. I don't see him as a guy that's going to make a big difference at this stage in his career. His mobility is not what it was. And throwing across the middle is not something that he does extremely well when he's just got to sit back there in the pocket. And so I don't know that I would really hitch my wagons to Russell Wilson.
Mike, just to circle back to Kirk Cousins, do you view him as a short-term bridge quarterback, or more than maybe a one season, you know, 2 to 3 seasons bridge quarterback option for the Browns?
I think that he could be more than one season. It just depends on, okay, do they draft somebody this year? And is that kid going to be ready next year? It looks like either one of the top two quarterbacks are going to need a little bit of time. So I think it would make sense. I mean, this team was competitive, made it to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. I think Kirk Cousins is better than Joe Flacco. So if they were to get him, I think they could compete. And then you just see either if you wait and draft somebody next year, see where their level of competency is, and then make your decision from there.
Mike, it kind of sounded like you were insinuating you think that Miles didn't do this just solely for the money, and that you believe potentially there was a plan in place, and that's why Miles agreed to sign the $40 million a year deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, he's in the prime of his career. He's got all the money that he needs. He wants to be able to compete. He wants to contend, and I think he wants to do it in Cleveland. Yes, they took care of him financially, but I think that he has to feel good about where they're going, and that he's not just wasting, you know, these prime years on a squad that's going nowhere. And so that's why I think that, okay, yeah, he signed the contract and gets paid, but there had to be some good motivation as well.
Mike Jones on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did the Browns maybe help themselves in the way they're viewed around the NFL? For one, Jimmy Haslam did not interject at the request of Myles Garrett for a meeting, and so he didn't go around Andrew Berry. And two, just in general, the Browns, at least in Cleveland, are viewed as the winners of this because they didn't trade Miles, and he's the one that kind of gave up.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I talked to some people around the league who had a good pulse on that situation, and they led me to believe that he was not going to be traded, that they were going to work something out. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, they do get this thing worked out, and I think that it is encouraging for Browns fans that they're not going to be looking at a fire sale here, that they have a team that is investing, the owner's willing to invest the money, their GM and their head coach are still trying to keep this thing intact. And so we'll see. And yes, around the league, obviously, look, you took care of one of the top pass rushers in the league, if not the top pass rusher. And so that signals that, okay, we are not just, you know, tanking or playing for better draft picks for next year. We're trying to hold this thing together and do it for the long term so we can win.
Do you feel like any of this impacts the Browns at number 2 overall in the draft?
Well, I mean, I think that it depends on what happens here with free agency. If they find a way to get a veteran quarterback coming out of here, then you've got some flexibility at that spot. So you don't have to take a quarterback if you don't love him. You could get another position. You could trade down. You know, it gives you some options. But the fact that they're taking care of their veterans, it just signals to me, again, if they get a veteran quarterback, then you can think, okay, they've got a chance to compete because we've seen them do it. You know, even though they were piecing things together and had to bring a guy off the street, they still were competitive. They've got a good core in place, and so they're keeping that core.
You mentioned that guy they brought off the street. Joe Flacco has been tied to the Browns. Do you think Flacco 2.0 is a winning plan by the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know. You know, it looked like the last time we saw Joe Flacco, you know, not in Cleveland, you know, after the year after that, I don't know if the effectiveness is quite as much there. Obviously, Father Time creeps up, and so I don't know that I would go that way again when you have younger guys that are, you know, a little more effective, a little more athletic that you could go with. I think that Joe Flacco served them well for the time they needed him, but I'd look for other options.
Do you think the Browns will look at bringing back Nick Chubb? I know they're going to let him test the free agency waters, but do you feel ultimately he'll return as a Brown?
I think so. It's a guy that is important to them. I don't know that, you know, while he's a quality back, you know, he's coming off of injuries, he might be worth more to the Browns than some other team right now.
All right, Mike, we got two big quarterback dominoes that have fallen today. Sam Darnold to Seattle, Justin Fields to the Jets. Which one of these moves do you like more for the teams in question?
I don't like either one of them, really. I mean, getting Sam Darnold, I'm not saying that he's going to turn back into a pumpkin, but you took him from a situation where he's throwing to one of the best wide receivers in the history of the game, and they had other weapons all around him as well, strong run game and all that, and then you're putting him in a Seattle offense where you just traded away DK Metcalf. You have an aging Lockett, and, you know, who else are you going to throw to? That, and you're paying him $36 million a year. That's just a whole lot of pressure. Justin Fields, I felt like the best move for him would be to stay in Pittsburgh and try to benefit from the continuity there. Now, he did get $30 million guaranteed, so maybe that was too rich a price tag for the Steelers. So, hey, good for him that he gets paid and gets the opportunity to, you know, continue to rebuild his career. But the constant change, he had multiple offensive coordinators in Chicago. He had 1 year with the Steelers, and now he's going to be learning an offense all over again in New York. I don't know if it's a great recipe for success for him.
If it's Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, do they end up becoming the first playoff win for Mike Tomlin in 7 years?
I don't think so. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I feel like, is pretty much done. And, you know, I asked, you know, a number of people around the league, and a lot of people didn't really view many spots around the league as a quality, a good fit for Aaron Rodgers. And so, look, yes, they got DK Metcalf, so that helps. We got to see what they do about Najee Harris or another running back in free agency. You know, he likes to sling the ball around. Mike Tomlin wants to be conservative, run the football, you know, and then take a couple shots downfield. I just don't know that Arthur Smith's type of offense is going to be the offense that suits Aaron Rodgers well. And also, I just, you know, we see a little decline from him. I don't see that making the Steelers better than the Ravens or, you know, the Bengals. Or I don't know if it even makes them better than the Browns. I just feel like, you know, Aaron Rodgers of old is not the same guy that we're seeing right now.
Mike, really good stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of insanity for today.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Mike Jones there of The Athletic on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A little more breaking news coming in here as the Cardinals are signing Eagles edge Josh Sweat on a 4-year, $41 million guaranteed deal. More on legal tampering and more on one of the things that I disagree with that Mike just had to say about a situation in the AFC North, that's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.